And also you need to find Judges chapter 19. Welcome everybody online. I'm going to ask you before we even start this, if this blesses your heart and helps you, maybe in your area of the country, I'm going to ask you to share this message and take it wherever God would take it to be. We're glad to have everybody online listening tonight. Glad everybody's here. Good to see a good full house of folks at the house of God on Sunday night, especially on Father's Day. Amen. And just appreciate that. In Genesis chapter 19, one of the sordid stories in the entire Word of God. You know the story in chapter 13, Lot went down to Sodom. The Bible said in chapter 13 that the men of Sodom were wicked men, exceedingly wicked men. And then by the time you get to chapter 19, I don't know how many years went by here, but things got bad. And the Bible said, then we start out chapter 19, two angels, they came to the Sodom at evening time. Lot was at the gate of Sodom. And when you pick this story up in verse chapter number 4, verse number 19, everybody there say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 4, but before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed their house round. Now watch something. The Bible is very specific. You can learn everything about what's going on from the Bible. Both old and young, all the people from every quarter. I mean, both sides of the track. Young and old were involved in this Sodomite movement, okay? And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. If you don't know what that means in the Bible, that means to sexually have sexual relations with people. That's what the Bible says. Abraham knew Sarah, his wife, and she conceived and so forth. You read that in the Bible. This is a perverted mob. Now, listen to me. You are reading the first account that I know of in the Bible of a mob who's getting to riot, who's going to riot for their rights.
Yeah.
And there's a connection between sodomites and rioting.
Yes.
And I'll show you something in history to blow your mind tonight. That we may know them. And Lot went out the door unto them and shut the door after him. Lot steps out on the porch or whatever it might have been, shuts the door behind him, and said, I pray you, brethren. Now I'll tell you what, you're in sad shape when you call a mob, a bunch of sodomites, brethren. You're in bad shape, amen? And he said, do not so wickedly. Now, I don't tell you how sorry and low down this rascal got. He said, behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do you as unto them as good in your eye. That's craziness.
Yeah.
That's reprobate idiotic. That's idiocy.
Yeah.
That ain't a copperhead snake or a rattlesnake in the United States any lower than that man was that night. You offer your daughters to a mob like that, you're nuts.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Bible said, you know, well, I will get into some other things. Anyway, he said, do ye them as the good in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing, but therefore they came under the shadow of my roof. And they said, watch what the mob said, stand back! And they said again, this one fellow came in to judge and to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. You know what they were doing? Exactly what people are saying. You don't judge not that you be not judged. They were telling people not to judge them. It's the exact same thing that's happening today. The most well-known verse in America today is not John 3:16. It's Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. And they use the Bible to keep you from telling them the truth about anything and everything going on. And if you say anything what the Bible says, then it's, oh, you're judging me.
Yeah.
That's sodomite talk.
Yes. Amen.
When somebody starts that, when you're standing for truth and you're standing for righteousness, and they say, you're judging me, that is sodomite talk. They've already been indoctrinated by the sodomite, satanic sodomite crowd. Now we will deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the men, even Lot, and came near to break the door. That is rioters, that's looters, that's mob violence. But the men put forth their hand. Now this is talking about the angels, the men that came. Put forth their hand, pulled Lot in the house, the door, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. An unbelievable, tragic situation. If God hadn't intervened with them angels, they'd have broke the door down to them people's houses. They would have molested those people and probably killed them before the night was over.
Yeah.
I want you to take your Bible to Judges chapter 19 now. Judges chapter 19, and as far as I'm concerned, another one of the most sordid passages of Scripture in the entire Word of God. You begin in chapter 19, there was a Levite that had a concubine. That was his first trouble, amen? That was his first trouble. And she ran off and went back somewhere, and then he went after her and so forth. It's just a big mess. And I don't want to read the whole chapter, but let's go down to chapter 19 and verse number 20. And the old man said, peace be with thee, howsoever, let not all thy once life on me, only lodge not in the street. Now this Levite had went in search of the concubine, found her there, was traveling back. He was in this city. And an old man there was wanted to take him in, and he said, "No, I'll just stay out here in the street." And he said, "No, you can't." Did you know this week I watched him interview some black people in some of these inner cities who said, literally, I heard a black preacher preaching this week, and I'm telling you what, he was nailing their hide. He was in a black church, and then people's hooting and hollering. He said, "I'm going to stop your stupid hooting and hollering in here." He said, "We can't even get outside our own doors tonight." He said, "You want to blame the white people for everything going on in this country?" He said, I don't worry about it. He said, "I've never worried about a white man breaking in my house."
Amen.
It's our children. Boy, let me tell you what, that place cooled down. He did. He said, "It's our children killing each other in the streets. It's not white boys killing white girls and white boys and shooting everybody." He said, "It's our black children." When are we going to wake up and get honest with ourselves?
Amen.
He said, "Only lodge not in the street." And I'll tell you something, this mob violence. He said, he brought him into his house, gave him provender and so forth, washed their feet, and went on down through there. Now, as they, verse 22, "Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial." You know who that Belial? That's Satan.
Yeah.
"Beset the house round about." How would you like to have a mob get around your house like this? "Beset the house round about and beat at the door." How would you like to have a bunch of sodomites beating on your door at night? "And spake to the master of the house and the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thine house that we may know him." Sorry, low down, wicked, violent, hellish bunch. Saw a new guy walk in town, watched the house he went into, and when the darkness fell upon the city, circled the house and said, "Bring him out to us." Now, y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, when you swallow this stuff that, oh, well, that's just an alternative lifestyle, it is not. It's a death style. It is the most low down, wicked, vile, satanic stuff you'll ever imagine in your life.
Amen.
And it is always connected to mob violence. Now, you just remember this when we get into this thing pretty soon. So, in the verse 23, "And the man, the master of the house, went out to them and said, Nay, my brethren." There again, you got a guy calling that bunch of brethren. "Nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is coming to my house, do not this folly." Watch verse 24. He's just like Lot. You get in a condition where you call sodomites brethren and you've accepted that junk.
Yeah.
You're going to also get so messed up that you'll offer your own flesh and blood up to them as a sacrifice.
Yeah.
"My daughter is a maiden in his and his conc. Here is my daughter and my maiden in his conc. A daughter, my, a maiden in my concubine. Them I will bring out." Now, can you imagine a man offering to bring his daughter out and a concubine to appease that mob? "And humble ye them and do with them what seemeth good unto you, but unto this man do not so vile a thing." But the men would not hearken to him, so the man took his concubine and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was till it was light. And her lord rose up in the morning, opened the doors of the house, and went out to go his way, and behold, the woman, his concubine, was falling down at the door of the house, and her hands were upon the threshold. You want to talk about the most pathetic scene you've ever seen in your life. Here's a woman that's been raped all night long and abused by a sodomite mob. And she crawls up to the threshold of the man's house and she is laying there with her hands on the threshold. Nobody to help her. No police. What, listen to me. No police helping her. No city officials helping her. Are you listening to me? You see, you begin to see it. Where were the police?
Right.
And don't tell me they didn't have officers in the city to keep order. They did. The police had then been controlled and submitted to sodomite rule and authority. When these mobs comes out at night, you don't touch them, guys. You just drive on by. Same was over in Sodom in Genesis 19. You're seeing a replay of history in this country, of some of the most sordid, wicked history that you can imagine. Verse 28, "And he said unto her, Up, and let us be going. But none answered." She didn't answer. The man took her upon an ass, and the man rose up and got him into his place. And when he was come into the house, see, she's dead, folks. She was dead. They killed her. He was coming to his house. He put her upon the ass. He just draped her across the donkey. Took her to his house dead. And the Bible said he took a knife and laid hold on his concubine and divided her together with her bones into 12 pieces. And sent her into all the coast of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done or seen from that day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt. Did you know that God said that the children of Israel eventually did worse than the people that he displaced before them? They were doing worse than the people in Canaan by the time God sent them into captivity. They said, we haven't seen this, nothing like this, from the time God brought us up out of Egypt. We never saw anything this wicked, this slow down in our lives. And I won't go into chapter 20, but if you know the story of what happened, the Civil War broke out in that country over this incident. Civil War broke out. The Bible says, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. God is not involved in mob violence. Let me tell you some mob violence in American history. And that was when blacks were lynched without being arrested or taken to trial. When KKKs would hunt them down. I don't know if you've seen or not. I've seen pictures where white people were partying and drinking and a black guy hanging up off a limb of a tree that they'd hung. He didn't get no trial. He didn't have no attorney. He was just charged with a crime and hung. Mob violence in this country. Mob violence has to be stopped by authorities or it will destroy a nation. And I don't care where you're from, what your affiliation is. When authorities allow mob violence in a country, they are wicked rulers and must be replaced. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the term Kristallnacht, but that's a German word, and what it means is the night of broken glass. And I'm going to show you tonight where America is in terms of history and how dangerous ground we're upon. This happened on November the 9th and 10th, 1938. The brown shirts and the stormtroopers and some citizens of that country burned 267 synagogues throughout the Germany and Austria and Czechoslovakia that Hitler had control of. 267 synagogues were burnt down in those 2-day period. 7,000 Jewish businesses were destroyed during those 2 days by mobs. And they're just exactly like Antifa and Black Lives Matter today. Same mentality. In those 2 days, 91 Jews were murdered. But one of the worst things was that the Holocaust was ignited that night. All of the evil, depraved thoughts and ideas and philosophies that Hitler and his people had been holding in their hearts for all these years, the match was lit to it that night on Kristallnacht, November 9th, 1938. As the mobs went through the German cities and towns and villages, they busted out windows. They shattered windows. They looted the stores. And then they burned them. Does that sound familiar to you?
Amen.
The black shirts were roaming the streets and demanding people kneel at their feet. 1938. They would go and assault a Jewish home. Jews come out and they'd say, kneel! I want you to get me tonight. Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter organization, and by the way, it was on CNN this week, and I can't think of the reporter's name. He's an extreme liberal. But they had the two main people in Black Lives Matter on there, and they both admitted that they are trained Marxists and that their whole goal is to take down the American government. But they're more dangerous than Marxists because they're a mix and a cross between Marxists and Nazis. I don't know if you ever know this or not, but there's not hardly a nickel's dime's worth of difference between Nazism and communism. Okay? They both have the same ends, and that's a socialist government. Total dictatorships and total control of people's minds, speech, thought, homes, life, actions, everything. They had the black shirts, the brown shirts running through the streets and demanding people kneel at their feet. They had censorship, book burnings. I'm sure you've seen pictures of the book burnings over in Germany. And a lot of that happened that night. They would literally emptied out the libraries and burnt the books. You're experiencing censorship tonight, the media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, most of the major media, will not put on anybody that expresses any view opposite of their propaganda machine.
That's right.
They're on Facebook, you put something on that they don't agree with, they will censor you. Bang. They'll go through and they'll say, oh, this is fake news, or this has been, and they'll say, and there's some little flippant deal. Right now, on my table in the wilderness, they've got, at the top of my page, when I pull it up, it says that you can no longer receive any more friends because of violations of our community standards. That's censorship. And I'll tell you why it's censorship. Because they got Congress to give them tax advantages for their platforms and their businesses. They've got all kinds of financial advantages from Congress. And because of that, they're actually a publisher. And if you're a publisher, you cannot censor what people say. Now, if it's private, and I have a private, you know what? By the way, in this pulpit, I'm going to tell you something. I'm the pastor of this church, and I'm going to say what happens at this pulpit. And I ain't just letting anybody get in this pulpit and say what they want to. And that's why I don't let people get on my Facebook. If I see something that I don't want propagandized out there, because trolls will come on your Facebook page, and they'll put all their stupid beliefs because they know you got a lot of people listening or reading. Trolls love to find somebody who's got a lot of people watching and listening, and then they put their stuff. I delete them suckers every time. I tell you what I tell them, you get your own Facebook page and you get your own following and see how many people listen to your junk. But you're not going to get on my platform and spew your lies.
Amen.
But we're seeing censorship in this nation. They burned their book. By the way, also what was real heavy duty in Germany at that time and Austria, the place where Hitler took, was called snitching. Which means that people were paid and rewarded to tell on people if they were helping the Jews or they were taking a stand against Hitler or they didn't agree with Hitler. People would snitch on you.
Yeah.
And you'd have stormtroopers coming and knocking at your door.
Yeah.
And arresting you. They were snitching by neighbors and co-workers. The media propaganda and media manipulation of the masses. Goebbels was absolutely just bending the mind and the heart of the German pneumatic people with his news clips. And they were actually doing movies at that time. That was a new thing. But all the propaganda was being put out was to turn people's minds against the Jewish people and against freedom, against liberty, and to make them accept the extremism of Hitler. But here's the greatest tragedy. Good people stood by and did nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like it. In fact, they claimed as much as maybe 85 to 90% of German people did not agree with what was going on. But they stood by and did nothing. Also, I can't think of the other guy's name. He'd had the police. He's told them, here's what they said. We're not going to, as a party, I'll just say this and I'll get to this a little bit later. But the police stood by and let it happen. Just like over here in Genesis and in the book of Judges, the police were told, you just don't intervene. You don't step up and do anything. You let them tear it up. You let them steal. You let them look. That's exactly what's happening in your cities right now. Exactly.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people don't know is about Christianite is that what ignited Christianite in 1938 was the killing of a man. Do you know what ignited these riots that we're having in America right now? The killing of George Floyd.
Yeah.
But there's some mysteries about the killing of George Floyd and the policeman that had his knee on his neck. There's some strange stuff. Both of them worked at a nightclub as bouncers. The nightclub was a nasty hole. I'll give you a story. There was a man, a German diplomat by the name of Ernest von Rath. And a man by the name of Herschel Greenspan, who was a Jewish man, killed him. Hitler's propaganda machine made it out that a Jew whom Hitler was trying to exterminate killed a German. And he used his killing of that German to just inflame that nation. And that was on the 7th of November. On the 9th and 10th of November, Christianite happened. 2 days later. What happened in America? George Floyd was killed. It wasn't. 2 or 3 days later, people were rioting in the streets of America.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to listen to me carefully. But unless you dig down into the history of this thing, you'll never know the truth because you'll never find this out. But it is common, but people don't want to even know it or admit it. Von Rath was a German, all right, and he was a diplomat, but he was a sodomite. And he had been meeting Herschel Greenspan, and they had a sodomite relationship at a place called Leboeuf-sur-Latour. It's a French name. But you know what it was? It was a sodomite bar in Paris. And von Roth started being, quote, unfaithful to Greenspan, who was his queer buddy. And in a sodomite rage of jealousy, he killed von Roth over their sodomite relationship. Hitler took, and by the way, von Roth was against Hitler. He was a German, but he was being watched very carefully by Hitler because he was against Hitler's anti-Semitism because he had a Jewish sodomite companion. When that happened, Hitler and Goebbels immediately saw an opportunity to inflame the German people against the Jewish people, but they lied to them as to why he killed him. They were sodomite queers. By the way, that's from historian Hans-Jürgen Dolscher. You can read about that. There are people who got it down. But it was used as the match, the Jew killing the German, to light the fire. Just last week, there were 15,000, listen to this, black transgenders marched in New York City. Make the connection. There were 12,000 marched in Los Angeles, California. This happened in the middle of this Black Lives Matter stuff. Black Lives Matter, one of their basic main tenets is that they are a supporter of the LGBTQ, whatever alphabet, queer bunch and sodomites and perverts they are. That's one of their biggest issues. Greenspan killed von Roth on Monday, November the 7th, and on November the 9th and 10th, 1938, Christian night occurred, the riots, the looting, and the murders, and the leaders did nothing. Himmler, Hitler's brown shirt thugs and SS, stormtroopers, took over the policing. Let me tell you what's going on in this country. The BLM and the AMPTA wants to have their own police force in these cities. That's why they're calling for the defunding and the deactivating of current police situations. They intend to do exactly what Hitler and Goebbels and Himmler did, and that's replace our police departments with their own thugs who will do their bidding. You're seeing that right now in Seattle. You're seeing it right now. It is happening. Watch this. Himmler then issued a decree that Jews were not allowed to possess firearms of any kind, a weapon of any kind, not only a gun, but a knife. Get this. If they were found to be in possession of a firearm, they had an automatic 20-year sentence, unrevocable. If you were a Jew and had a gun, you better be really careful with it. Because if you were found with it, 20 years prison sentence. Boom. The same crowd that's rioting today are the same people who want to do away with the Second Amendment in this country. And yet they want to be armed to the teeth. When von Roth died, the Nazi Party, which is the Democrat Party now, as I said earlier, would not organize or prepare any riots, but they said, we will not hamper any spontaneous eruption. And the unseen and the unwritten order was, tear the Jews apart in this land, and we will stand by and give you our sanction. Every major Democrat leader in America right now has given his sanction to the Black Lives Matter and the AMPTA movement by their silence and by their cowardice and by their political desire to have power. The Democrat Party ought to be ashamed of itself. Supporting and advancing the cause of Black Lives Matter and AMPTA, communist Marxists. But I've decided that the Democrat Party is run by Marxists and communists under the guise of being, quote, patriotic Americans. Right. And let me say something to you. It ought to get, in our part of the country, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to say this publicly, if I lived in Norwood, if I lived in Wright County, if I lived in Missouri, I'd be ashamed to be a Democrat. Amen. There ought to not be enough Democrats to fill the roles to work at the polls in this country. What's wrong with you people? Supporting a party that wants to destroy this nation, kill babies, promotes perversion. Every wrong thing I know about, that party's supporting it. The Nazis, our BLMs and Antifas, had a thing going that they believed that they were due reparations by the Jewish people, that they had been robbed of them all through the centuries. And so this is how they just watched it. This is how they justified their looting. Oh, it's because of the Jews that we don't have this. And it's because of the Jews we don't have that. And they blame the Jews because the Jews had the wealth. And so they're going to blame them and said, we want to be reparated. You're hearing in America now reparations.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? 95% or more of American people never did and never have owned slaves.
Amen.
Right. 600 and some thousand Americans died to end it.
That's right.
Let's just get honest.
That's right.
Don't talk to me about that we owe anything to anybody. We owe no man nothing but the love of Almighty God.
Amen.
We owe them the gospel.
Yes.
But the Democrat Party has said nothing to stifle these riots. They've joined the course to defund our police. Now they found out real quick that wasn't politically popular, so now they're writing articles and making those statements about, well, this is what defund the police really means. Well, why don't you just say what you really mean instead of saying defund the police? No, you're a liar.
Amen.
Pelosi's a liar. Biden's a liar. All of them are liars. I don't know a Democrat in power that's not a liar.
Amen.
Half the Republicans are too.
Yeah.
Sit around these never-Trumpers. I never seen anything like it in my life. Jewish stores and homes were looted and destroyed and burned. And then they went to cemeteries, busted down the cemetery monuments, and they took down the statues. Unbelievable to me that this week we've seen the statue of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, torn down. And let me tell you something, that would not have happened had not the mayors of those towns given them a license to do it.
Amen.
And it's those mayors and those governors that are totally responsible for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say something publicly right now. In the Mountain Grove Square, there's a Confederate statue. And as far as I'm concerned, if our authorities don't protect that, it's time for every authority in Missouri to get out of it. And us people get down there and we'll protect it.
Amen.
I'll protect the North statues and I'll protect the Confederate statues. That's part of our history. The Jews then were taxed 20% of all their possessions to pay for the destruction that had been done to Germany. This is history. This is history. This is true. This is not me up here just jacking around. Christian, I'd unleashed the Holocaust. And let me tell you what's worse. It became the underlying factor of World War II. Where millions upon millions upon millions of people were killed across this globe because mobs were not stopped early and quick.
Amen.
Let me tell you the troubling similarities between what's going on in America tonight and Christian night 1938. Many Americans right now in this country are afraid to fly the American flag in their yards or their homes for fear of being attacked. Mobs coming to their homes. They're afraid to put a bumper sticker on their car for fear of being attacked. How many of you are afraid to wear this hat to Springfield? You listen to me tonight. When they've put something in you that makes you afraid to stand up and express your freedom of speech and of thought and belief, you are already... Nobody took your liberties away from you. You gave them away.
That's right. Amen.
Let me tell you right now, there's not a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa group in this country that's going to make me stop wearing this hat. This says make America great again, and I'll tell you, America needs to be great again.
Amen. Amen.
And you're not going to stop me from wearing that hat. Now, I don't particularly like going around everybody, wearing everybody's hat, but the more I hear this junk, the more I decide I think I'm going to wear it.
Amen.
You're not intimidating free Americans into, oh, I can't fly a flag. Oh, I can't put that bumper sticker on. Oh, I can't wear that hat. I might get attacked. They killed us with fear.
Right.
And the truth about us is they sense our fear. And when an animal senses fear in another person, they will attack you.
Yeah.
I talked to a young lady here a while back. She was traveling. I counseled her to be very careful about stopping in service stations and getting gas or doing anything else while she was traveling. I said, make sure your gun is on you. Make sure it's loaded, ready to fire in an instant. I said, because those kind of people watch at gas stations for people that look vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, whatever you do, don't you show any sense of fear whatsoever. If somebody looks at you, in your spirit, you sense something wrong, I said, you look straight at them and you give them a look like, I'll put you in hell so fast, make your head swim.
Amen. Amen.
Don't you show any sign of fear to anybody. In America, we're afraid to fly the American flag at our homes. We're afraid to express support for Trump. You know what? If Trump said, I'm an atheist, but you decided supporting that's your right.
Yeah.
I don't go around telling people that I'll beat you up if you have a Biden sign on your car. I don't go around and say, I'll shoot in your house if I see a Biden sign in your yard. Those people are crazy.
Yeah, right.
Afraid of violence. Now it's to the point of where white people are being branded as criminals and racist because of we're white. Can I tell you something tonight? I am not ashamed of being white.
Yeah.
And I'm not apologizing to nobody for being white. And don't you kids apologize for being white. You're what God made you to be.
Right.
And if you were Asian, I'd say, don't you apologize for being Asian. If you're black, don't apologize for being black. If you're, I don't care what you are. You don't need to apologize to anybody for how God made you to be.
Amen.
They tell us we've been privileged. That's a stinking lie.
Yeah. That's right.
Tell me, I was privileged, or I was privileged to be brought up in church. I was privileged to be made to work. I was privileged to get whoopings. I was privileged to be told to sit down, shut up, do what I tell you to. I was privileged to know the Bible, know what's right and what's wrong. Yeah, that's my white privilege. And I'm telling you right now, the problem there, I'll just tell you something. Lord, I don't want to get in the flesh. Free speech has been censored. Our children are being made to feel guilty. You kids aren't guilty for being white. And if you're so cowed down by that crowd, you're in a mess. You're not a free person. Right now, there's a Project 1619 been put out by promoted by the New York Times, being put into our school systems, into our colleges and universities. And here's what it's teaching, is that our founders were a bunch of racist, plunderers, colonists, and they're horrible, terrible people. And America's was founded upon the sin of racism. Oh, really? So how many slaves did the Pilgrims own?
Yeah.
Tell me, little liar. So how many slaves did the Puritans own, little liar? And they're totally flipping our history upside down and teaching it to your kids.
Yeah, amen.
And if you ain't got any more sense than to keep your kids from being taught that garbage, you deserve what you're going to get.
Right.
Free speech is being censored, monitored on social media. Just this week, Trump had a whole series of ads removed from Facebook. Statues are being torn down. And legitimate law officials are being displaced, defunded, and replaced with modern-day brown shirts and SS troops. Gone with the Wind is no longer to be watched. Aunt Jemima. No more pancakes. You talking about stupid.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben, he's out. Eskimo pie, no more. Cancellations of cops on TV, which I never watched to start with, but and the LP, live LP police department, canceled. Coaches and teams and organizations, NASCAR, NFL, bowing down and kissing these people, stinking, nasty, filthy, sodomite, freedom-hating, God-hating, nasty, filthy feet. Now, I'm not doing it. You shoot me standing, I'm not kneeling.
That's right. Amen.
There was a lesson from the Holocaust. The Jews said this later, they came for us first. You stood by and did nothing. Then they came and got you. And then there was nobody to stop them. A black NASCAR driver can wrap his car with Black Lives Matter. But nobody else can put their stuff on. That's censorship. That's not America. That is not freedom. I don't care if he puts Black Lives Matter or anything. I don't care. And you know what the stupid part about it is? It's just the same old satanic stuff. Because black lives do matter. But the organization takes that good phrase. A coach got fired this week for saying all lives matter. They fired him. You're not supposed to wear offensive t-shirts or say anything against Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, look me in the eye right now. I'm against you. You're a communist Marxist, you're a bunch of satanic jerks. And we're going to whip you.
Amen.
They're out to overthrow their nation. And I defy them and everything they stand for.
Amen.
I'm 66 years old. You think I'm folding for that crowd and I got 15 grandchildren? You're crazy and a bedbug. I got all these kids growing up in this church right here. You think I'm going to let you, with your garbage, you think I'm going to let put garbage over on these little boys? No, sirree. They're going to remember in their brain somebody stood up, somebody said something, somebody did something. We're surrendering our most cherished rights, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, our freedom of expression, our freedom of thought. And let me tell you where they're coming for. They're coming for your faith. They're coming for your faith.
Amen.
Manhattan has been up in Manhattan. Majority of the stores are boarded up now. 700 buildings damaged in Minneapolis, burned and destroyed, 700. Seattle, 6 blocks taken over by a, quote, warlord, an armed domestic terrorist with AR-15s. I wonder what happened to their get rid of the guns idea. The whole idea, folks, that's why they've been pushing this anti-Second Amendment, is to disarm the American people. And the second that Americans give up their gun, I'm telling you, you're going to be storm-trooped over.
Amen.
I'm going to give you some warning tonight. What happened in Germany, when that happened on Christian night, the churches were silent. They said nothing. There were 3 or 4 preachers who spoke against it in the pulpit, and they were promptly arrested and put into concentration camps. They bowed to the Nazis and they kneeled to the lie and they followed the cultural trend. We must tonight, folks, speak out, and you can speak out. It's got to be more than me in the pulpit or more than Donald Trump last night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And brother, I'll tell you, if you didn't hear that speech, you ought to go hear it.
Yeah, good.
And I don't care whether you like it or not. I'll tell you, he called them what they are, terrorists and thugs. We must speak out clearly. We must speak out authoritatively. Truth is on our side.
Amen.
We must speak out scripturally. We must speak out loudly. We must not bow. We must not bend in the slightest area, in the slightest way. We must stand up against these Marxist Nazi thugs, call them what they are. Give no quarter to them in any place. Or don't be sitting in a restaurant or anywhere else and just be silent when you hear somebody talking favorably about that. Stand up and say something.
Yeah.
And then some of you not going to agree with this. But I can't help it if you're wrong. We must bear arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear somebody say, but we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's exactly right. We're against Satan.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Don't you tell me that Christianity is defined by me letting thugs kill my wife and my children and my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me that Christianity is defined by letting mob rule take over.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that garbage. And let me tell you something. Yes, I'll sure tell them about Jesus, and I'll tell them how he died on the cross for their sins and how they can be changed and transformed by the precious blood of Christ. But let me tell you something. If they're not going to listen to the gospel, the only thing they'll listen to is the barrel of a gun.
Amen.
We must act. We must have absolutely no fear whatsoever in us. We must not allow any intimidation. If they say you can't wear the hat, you put the hat on. If they say you don't have a flag, you put the flag up. We must speak truth to the lie. That's probably one of our greatest weapons, is just speaking the truth to the lie. And as I said, we may need to bear arms. And if necessary, fight. What are you going to do if these thugs continue? What are you going to do if Biden gets elected in November and he turns them loose?
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm a Christian. I just don't want to be involved. I'm going to go back to the farm and be quiet. They're coming for you.
Yeah.
They're coming for you. If you read your Bible tonight, they went straight to the people's houses.
Yeah.
And they surrounded their houses and they beat on their houses. I'm going to go further tonight and say that we must be organized. I'm going to be honest with you, men. There needs to be some organization. We must defeat them at all cost. We cannot hide it. We cannot wish it away. It is upon us. Let me tell you ultimately about the Antifa and the BLM types. At heart, they're cowards. Let me tell you why I know they're cowards. Because they're very choosy about where they do their junk at. They're very careful about where they pull their junk at. They already know the type of rulers, mayors, governors, city council people, police chiefs that they have. They already know their temperament and what they'll go for. This stuff would not have happened had they been leaders in those communities saying, we're not putting up with this. You want to protest? You want to march down the street, protest, declare your grievances like the Constitution says? Help yourself. We'll guard you and protect you in your peaceful demonstration. But you break one glass of window and you're headed to the clink and it'll be a long time before you see daylight.
Amen.
We're not having rioters. They're cowards. They only go where they think they can bluff their way through. And no community can allow this. If the elected officials disable or defund the police, we are into a major chaotic crisis in this country. If the elected officials will not take action, then the people must. As I said, we must take action, we must organize, we must strategize, we must handle the problem by protecting our families, our homes, our institutions, and our freedom. It has come to this. And I hate to say it, I never dreamed I'd be preaching what I'm preaching tonight. And I didn't have no idea of preaching it tonight until about 2.5 hours ago. A call to action. We need to recognize these people for who they are and what they are. We need to reject any calls and pressures to accept their existence. These people need to be driven out of this country.
Amen.
We need to stand and fight and resist it in every way and form possible. Don't be afraid to speak out. Have courage. Don't hide under your fantasy Christianity and your pretended spirituality. When they use violence, they say, well, Jesus, let him crucify him and stuff. Yeah, he was dying for our sins as the Lamb of God.
Yes.
But if they use violence, we must respond with overwhelming power in such a method and manner as to make them wish they had never stepped over the county line.
Amen.
By the way, that's already happened. a town in California, got word that Antipas coming in. I don't know if you've watched the video or not. About 30, 40 men came out there with their Second Amendment rights with them. And those Antipas started in at a gas station, and those guys met them, and in about 5 minutes, they had them like whip puppies running down the highway. I mean, literally running down the highway. In fact, the leader of that bunch had to pull the men off. He said, "That's enough. We've driven them off. Leave them alone." I wouldn't have done that.
Keep on chasing,
I said, when they get to the county line, you can leave them alone, but get them out of the county. There are across the country different situations where this has happened already. Ohio the other day, small town in Ohio, group of Antifa people came in there. About 70 men showed up and protected some statues and some monuments and said, "You're not doing it." And they left. We must refuse their demands and refuse their philosophies. And let me just be honest with you. We must rule, or they will rule. Let's stand.